morning madhouse. Out none of you. No limit, Larry in your morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop. Proud 98 WBG, Charlotte's Blood for new hip hop and R&B. None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in for you, man. It's a Thursday inside the Madhouse. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Like my man Church Boy used to say, inside the Madhouse. High today is going to be right near 91, 75 degrees right about now. And of course, watch out for them rain showers and pop up showers throughout the day, mostly later on this afternoon. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to me. It's Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful. Ready to do it.
Yeah. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Burbank.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Red Rose
good
City.
Good morning.
Gaffney.
Good morning.
Spartanburg.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening, my boy?
How you feeling in the morning, big dog?
I'm feeling good, feeling great. It's Thursday, one day closer to the weekend.
Yeah. How was y'all night last night?
My night was great. Hung out with the teens over at the McCrory YMCA for trap karaoke.
Oh, they had trap karaoke over there last night?
The young man, Bobby, who won that thing. He won himself a gift card.
That was at McCrory, you said?
Yeah.
Shout out to them, man.
We had a good time. Shout out to Ronnie Compton and Kaleem. I don't know Kaleem's last name, but they run the Level Up program over there.
So yeah.
They're doing great work over there in Corey Williams. Yeah. And shout out to all the students that were hanging out. Ashton, Kendall, Trey, and like I said, the young man Bobby won that thing. So shout out to him.
All right. Burp, what was you doing last night back home?
We had a little bit of daddy-daughter time last night. That's with my youngest baby. Mm-hmm. With my youngest baby. She said...
what she was talking about?
She said, I'm bored. I'm going to do something. Mm-hmm. There was only so much you could do right now, baby. But the highlight of her night was I took her to the gas station, let her get what she want.
Oh. That's all they want. Just get out the house and go to the... But you know what? Like, the smallest things mean the biggest things right about now.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of children are dealing with this thing, and they don't know what to do.
Right.
They can't associate with their friends. They're not doing their normal things. And they're going through things in their life, mm-hmm. their little life. And they just want to get out the house.
That's it. They want to be around their friends. She FaceTimes her little friend like they are 16 years old.
No.
On my phone.
Well, you know.
And I got to tell her sometimes, like, hey, hold on. Don't be calling her mama on my phone because your mama might see that number.
And and think something.
Right.
Yeah, I know these women crazy.
I got to make sure she FaceTime her friend around her mama.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, man. But speaking of staying in the house, Governor Roy Cooper did say we're going to remain in phase two for what? Three more weeks?
Five more weeks.
Okay.
I saw that one coming, though, especially with the numbers that continue to rise and with us going back to school in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, there was no way that we were going to move into phase three.
No.
No. But he put 5 weeks on it. Usually it was three. He put five.
You have to give consideration. It couldn't be three because that would be right there at the beginning of the school year. You have to have a little bit of time to see how this is going to play out because in some areas in North Carolina, students are going back to school. They're not doing strictly remote learning. And even right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, we have students that are going into the schoolhouse. They're not going to be doing remote learning. So, yeah, I saw that one coming.
It's, to me, it's real. It's not simple to get rid of the of COVID-19, but I don't understand why he just won't make it mandatory for people to not go anywhere for 2 weeks, at least 14 days.
Well, he did.
He did. Yeah.
That was called phase one.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and nobody did that.
Like, not,
even you're talking about shut everything down, just shut it all down.
Literally, shut everything down.
Yeah, where nothing is open. I got what you're saying, but.
Shut everything down for 2 weeks. I mean, no CVS, no nothing.
Well, you got to be able to go get your essential stuff, gas, grocery stores, and stuff like that.
You don't need gas if you're sitting down.
You still might have to go, so we might have emergency.
So you do it.
Call an ambulance.
That's what the woman in the Bahamas done. We've seen this happen in other places in the world. The woman in the Bahamas said, go get your stuff for 2 weeks and then go home and sit. She says, if you run out of bread, eat a cracker. Yeah. Like, she's like, you know, we're going to have to sacrifice if we want to make it through this. Mm. And that's the problem. People just don't want to make the sacrifice.
Yeah, speaking of that, the bars are saying, hey, Governor, listen, we need to sell some alcohol. They're saying because, you know, the sale of alcohol sales in bars, you know, they really can't operate fully the way they want to operate. So that's been their biggest beef. They're like, listen, we need you to open this thing up so we can operate fully the way we need to operate. So
you're not the only one, bar.
It's a money grab.
And if people had done what they were supposed to do in the beginning, mm-hmm. these bars could have been open, making the money. We could have been moving.
Well, other states are still, you know, a lot of people look at other states too. Like, you know, South Carolina's in phase three. They like, listen, we out here.
Look at the numbers.
And then number three in the world.
Look at the numbers.
They're like, we just gonna deal with it. You know, so, I feel it on both sides. But hey, Governor Roy Cooper did say we're gonna remain in phase two here in North Carolina all the way through like the middle of September almost. Alright, so there it is, man. Today's inspirational power word of the morning belongs to Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible tells us, don't work only while being watched in order to please men, but as a servant of Christ, do God's will from your heart. To live your life to impress others with outward signs of spirituality is arrogant and hypocritical. The quality of your work, the integrity of your words, and the honesty of your actions all bear witness to your character. And our goal as a servant of the Lord is to serve God with our whole heart, whether anyone notices or not. But be encouraged that God sees all you do and will reward you in the end. So to live for His glory and not your own is what it's all about. So today, live and work to please God, not men. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things.
Another Blair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Yep, it is time for that Madhouse question of the day. 6:06, 6 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Hit the hashtag MHQOTD, Madhouse question of the day. Let's get to it.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about
who? It's going down tonight, nosy neighbors. I am talking about the Versus battle. Fabulous versus Rick Ross. We want to know. Who was it?
Two Chainz
versus Rick Ross. We want to know, who do you think is going to win this one?
Who you riding with?
Man.
Who you riding with? Who you riding with? Who you riding with?
It's going to be a good one.
Who you riding with? All right. So Rick Ross versus 2 Chainz. Miami versus the ATL. Let me tap in. Let me think.
Oh, this is going to be a good one, man.
Two Chainz! I got my left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that. Yes, sir. I'm rolling with 2 Chainz. Give me 2 Chainz, a.k.a. Tatty Boy. 2 Chainz is who I'm riding with.
I actually saw this one on, I actually posted this one on my Instagram story last week when they first announced the Versus battle and did a poll. Nosy Neighbors said that Rick Ross is going to win this one. That was the, that's who won the poll on my Instagram story. And I'm going with Rick Ross based off of his songs, his features. Rick Ross will take this one.
I'm going to say 2 Chainz is going to win. It's not going to be a landslide. It's not going to be by a lot. But I think 2 Chainz is going to win simply off of the impact of his song. Whatever song that he plays, when they come on, you're going to be like, ooh, I forgot about that one. Rick Ross, I feel like when he plays his songs, he's going to get boring real fast.
I mean, Rick. Yeah, I agree with you, bro.
Not that his songs are bad, but his flow and all that, it sounds the same. Yeah. He got hits, don't get me wrong. He got hits, but it's going to get boring.
When
2 Chainz play, like we used to, and then I'm riding around and I'm getting
I'm riding around. Left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that.
Yeah, I think 2 Chainz going to take it.
Well, what do you think, Nosy Neighbors? Hit us up at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780. Who's going to win the Versus battle tonight, 2 Chainz or Rick Ross?
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. On the way to your madhouse, Crazy News Thursday, we're going to let y'all know about a crazy news story. You know, they go down all around the country, all around the world, and we just bring them to y'all how they come into the madhouse. But make sure you cast your vote for the madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
Who do you think is going to win in the Versus battle tonight, 2 Chainz or Rick Ross? Let us know. Hop on our Instagram page, it's at Hey Ms. Jessica. At I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Go on and tap in. I got my boy, 2 Chainz. I'm rolling with 2 Chainz.
I'm going with Rick Ross.
Titty boy. Yeah, he in there.
All right, so tonight is going down. What time it pop off tonight?
Is it 8 p.m.?
It's at 8.
8 p.m.
8 Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Yeah, and it's going to be on the Versus channel, right? And it's usually
and
on Apple
TV.
On Apple TV, so I think the world will be glued to the stand tonight at 8 o'clock, man. So shout out to
I think they said Snoop and DMX got 1.7 million, I believe, total between Apple Music and Instagram.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, they got 1.7 million, so.
And as crazy you mentioned Snoop real quick, he and Master P were having a reminisce session yesterday on Master P's live, and they was doing the thing in the truck and going down memory lane, and P was telling everybody to watch No Limit Chronicles.
Oh damn, that came on last night.
Yeah, parts 3 and 4 dropped last night, so shout out to everybody that checked that out. And he was saying, you know, thank you to the world for making that show the most watched show on BT and the top 10 most watched show on cable on Wednesday night. So if you checked that part 3 and 4 last night, you know, he said thank you. And him and Snoop was hanging out, though. That was dope. You know what I mean? Because it was going. He actually dropped Master P actually dropped a No Limit Lost Tapes Chronicles tape on Apple Music and Spotify and all platforms. So they was going down there and talk about how they put songs together. He even dropped a verse that he had with Jay-Z. And he was like, yeah, I don't know if he said he put it out. But he was like, yeah, this is one with me and Hov teamed up. So that was dope.
He said that Jay-Z wrote his verse on a song. I can't remember what song it was. But Jay-Z actually wrote his lyrics.
Wrote Master P's lyrics.
No, I'm sorry. Snoop Dogg's lyrics.
Oh.
Yeah. Can't remember what song it was, though.
I think they played the song while they was in the truck yesterday, and then they played Jay-Z rapping it, and then
it was a popular song,
one that he did
with Dr. Dre or something like that.
That was dope though. But they was on live yesterday getting it in. Coming up inside the Madhouse, we got your Madhouse classic throwback, and we got a crazy news story for you. It's Pod 98.
Start the whip, turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Good morning to you. The birds. Good morning to you.
None of Larry the Money Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's throwback classic of the morning belongs to my homie, Two Chainz. You know you're gonna chop it up with Rick Ross tonight in the versus battle. You know you're gonna drop this one, taking it back to 2012. I'm different, baby. I'm different. Charlotte's plug is Pot 88. Y'all know the versus battle going down tonight, 8 o'clock, the versus channel, of course, Apple Music, 2 Chainz, Rick Ross gonna chop it up, and that is also our Madhouse question of the day. Who y'all think gonna win? 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, boy. Ooh, I'm just in here going down the 2 Chainz list of bangles. It's gonna be a good one. This is gonna be a good one for the culture. Whew. Y'all know what
more
time it, yeah, you know what time it is inside the matter. It's time to get a crazy news story. That's crazy. Crazy news Thursday. Burpee got you today. What we got today, Burp?
All right. Well, what states do the majority of the crazy news come from?
California.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And Florida.
Ding, ding, ding.
Not Florida again.
Definitely Florida.
I just did a story the other day out of Florida.
Out of Brevard County.
Oh, no, not Brevard County.
A judge was caught on camera threatening to beat a public defender's ass. Those were his words, exactly.
Oh, I wish I could have been in the courtroom for this one.
The public defender, the judge wanted the public defender to waive his, what's it called?
Client?
Client. Wave his client right in front. I don't know. I don't go to court and stuff. The judge wanted the public defender to waive his client's right to trial just so he could get it over with. Mm. But the public defender didn't do it. And so the judge asked him, well, what do you want to do? The public defender said, well, we're not waiving, so what do you want to do? It's up to you. And the judge said, and I quote, fine, just go sit down. I'll take care of it. The public defender said, okay. And the judge said, do you have a problem? What is your problem? He said, you know what? How about you just come outside and I beat your ass?
Wait a minute. So were these women or were these men arguing?
It was two men.
Two men arguing in the courtroom, a judge and a public defender.
A judge and a public defender who are actually... the criminal sitting there looking at them like, hey, what's going on?
Well, y'all just sent me to jail already.
Right. So where am I going? That's the question. And you can hear them. There's video. You can hear them tussling in the back. The judge said, you want to do this? Do you want to F with me? And I'm like,
you know what? I think they have some underlying issues.
They launched
this is something that's been going on with them for a minute.
This seems like a relationship quarrel in the courtroom.
They launched an investigation, and the Florida Supreme Court decided that his name is Judge John C. Murphy, and he should be taken off the bench.
Wow.
Dang, off the bench?
Yeah. You don't act like that, like, as no judge in the courtroom.
You can't be out there boxing people, Jessica, and you're the judge.
You cussing and stuff. Who gonna hold the judge in contempt?
Let's go. Let's do a little bit of mediation. And I'm not saying that this is right. I'm not saying that this is right. I'm asking just the question. What did the lawyer say to the judge for him to react that way?
It's censored. So it's no cursing. But this is what
they have. I'm not waiting. All right. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I'm not waiting. You want to set up your trial? Set up your trial.
Judge Murphy wants the defendant to waive his right to a speedy trial.
Right, you want
to
set up your trial?
Court schedule's backed up.
I'm not waiving in any case.
Weinstock isn't budget, and tensions are mounting.
If I had a rock, I would throw it at you right now. Stop pissing me off. Just sit down. I'll take care of it. I don't need your help.
No, you know what? I'm the public defender. I have a right to be here, and I have a right to stand.
I said sit down.
Wow.
If you want to fight, let's go out back and I'll just beat your ass.
That was the judge.
He either had a bad day, a bad week. It might be the COVID getting to him. You know what I mean?
If you want to fight, we go outside and I'll beat your ass.
That brings us to the question. What is the craziest thing you've seen in the courtroom? And I've been in the courtroom quite a few times for different.
Okay.
All right, man.
For various reasons, and not all the time for what y'all think. But I, one time I saw in the courtroom, I saw like, two people, like in the two family members, they just started swapping it out in the courtroom. Mm. Like they was talking about a case, you know, cause you don't,
in the same family?
Yeah. You don't even supposed to be talking in the courtroom, and they was talking about the case. Mm. And I guess, the girl was getting mad at her sister. I think it was her sister or her cousin. She was getting mad at her cause she wasn't on her side. And but they just started pushing and spitting on each other in the courtroom. Ugh. Oh yeah, the bailiff. They removed them, bailiff. That's the craziest thing. Yeah, this is probably about 6-7 years ago. But what's the craziest thing you've seen in the courtroom? 570-WPEG 1-800-525-0098. I've never seen a judge and a public defender swap it out. Mm. I would love to have been in that for that.
Oh, you know what?
Power 98.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Burpee just told us about a crazy news story coming out of Florida where a judge and a public defender swapped it out. They got it in, I guess, in the judge's chambers.
He told them to step outside. I don't know if they made it all the way out of the building.
So we're asking you, 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. Craziest thing you've seen in the courtroom. When we come back, Ms. Justice is going to tell us a crazy thing she saw in the courtroom. Charlotte's plug is pot out of here.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
That's crazy.
Another Valerian Wonderman House crazy news stirs. And Murphy, tell us about this story, man.
There was a judge, John C. Murphy, down there in Brevard County, Florida. And he threatened a public defender because the public defender would not waive the right to trial. He told the public defender, hey, sit down. I'll do it. I don't need your help. The public defender said, okay, do it. Judge says, well, how about you come outside so I can beat your ass?
Wow. And the judge got removed from the bench, right?
The Florida Supreme Court did rule that he be removed from the bench.
Wow.
Because so, the actions like that are not becoming of a judge.
So we're asking you, Madhouse Nation, what is the craziest thing you've seen in the courtroom? And Ms. Jessica, you said you had a crazy courtroom story.
Yeah, I had to think about it, but this one actually happened to me like when I was in first grade. Mm. We took a field trip to the courthouse because one of my classmates, she and I were very good friends. Her father was a judge in Norfolk, Virginia. And when we were there, as the defendant was, the case was over and the defendant was leaving the courtroom, he walked by us. We were sitting in, I guess they call it the gallery. We were sitting in that area. And as he walked by the family that he had committed the crime against, he licked his tongue out at him.
Oh, wow.
JJ came up. JJ was the name of the judge.
JJ. Mr. Judge named JJ. He bought that life.
His real name. His first name is Jerome and his last name is James.
Oh, that makes sense why he came up with
that. So, because I knew him because his daughter and I were very, very close. I knew him as JJ, but everybody else knew him as Judge James. Mm-hmm. Man, JJ came up off that stand so quick and chased that man. And I mean, for me, as an adult, it would probably be like, wow. But as a first grader sitting in the courtroom and seeing my friend's father do that, right, it was like, oh my goodness. I was just shocked. That's probably the craziest thing that happened. I mean, he came back and the guy just got in more trouble.
Mm. Don't beat him, JJ.
When he came
don't
down off the bench, did he say, ooh.
Craziest thing you've seen in the courtroom, 570-WPG or 1-800-525-0098. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 7:03, 3 minutes out to 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 88, 75 degrees right now. And, of course, pop-up showers around lunchtime between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. And then rain is in the forecast for the rest of the day after that, with chances getting as high as 60% throughout the evening and throughout the day. You know what time it is. Up next inside the Madhouse, we're going to let y'all shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. One time for the frontline workers, the FedEx, DHS, the United States Postal Service, the City of Charlotte sanitation workers. They out there in the field with it every day. Of course, our nurses and everybody out there that wear scrubs that's out there in the field with it every day. And can't forget about our daycare workers, too. They out there in the field with it every day, too, as
we have to work and, you know, they have to take care of our kids while we're at work. So we appreciate y'all. If you got somebody you need to let shine, let us hear it. You know what we say? Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! 570-WPEG or toll free 1-800-525-0098. Tap in. No Limit Larry, the Water Man House. How today in the Queen City is going to be right in the 88-75 right now. And of course, it is time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we got to shine big flossing. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
All good to the morning. How you doing?
Wonderful. Good to the morning to you. How you doing?
Good to the morning. I'm doing good. No Limit to the Larry to answer for me. I'm doing even better now. Jessica.
What's going on, boo?
I'm doing good. Y'all doing good?
Yeah.
We doing great, baby.
Y'all having a good to the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And who you trying to let shine this morning?
That's all that matters. I'm trying to let my kids shine. Jaquarius Polk is the best of hope. This is Shalonda Polk. I love my kids to death more than life itself. And I would like to give a shout out to my kids and to the whole Polk family.
There it is.
Come on.
You gotta let them shine like that, man. That's what's up, baby. Go on and let your kids shine this morning. Speaking of shine, I gotta let one of my kids shine, man. Shout out to my son, Keontae, aka the real Kid K, signed his deal the other day. So, you know, been working, being an artist, and, you know, said that's what he wanted to do. So, I always encourage a man, pursue your dream, no matter what it is. So, keep going. Daddy proud, man. Keep making us proud. Keep doing your thing and stay on the path, baby. Coming up, Miss Justice got it for you. It's the Nose and Neighbor News that's dropping right around 7:24. And, of course, at 7:40, the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
They love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad House on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
Who does Mario want to take on in a versus battle? I'm going to let you know. This couple just confirmed their status. And, you know, earlier this week I was telling you all about Jaguar Wright and her saying that she was sexually assaulted by Common. Well, now she is taking aim at somebody else or a couple of other people, a group. Who is it?
A group?
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter problem.
Black Lives Matter.
New edition.
Find out who Jaguar Wright is taking aim at and what she is saying about this group that is coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
A couple more.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Thursday, August 6th. Diddy's son, King Combs, was involved in a wild car crash on Sunset Boulevard in Beverly Hills. Word is King was driving his Ferrari when an alleged drunk driver plowed into him in a Tesla. He was treated for minor injuries on the scene. However, the driver of the Tesla was arrested on suspicion of a DUI. Both cars were totaled. Joel Santana is home. The rapper was released from a Virginia prison on Wednesday. Back in March of 2018, he fled an airport when a gun was discovered in his bag. He was charged with one count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and two counts of carrying a weapon on an aircraft. He was facing 20 years in prison but accepted a plea deal. He is now on 1 year supervised release. Joel Santana was greeted by his wife, Kim Bella, and kids. Mario wants a turn in the Versus ring and has an opponent in mind. Omarion, the singer says, I think O would be the only right fit for the people. The two were on the 2019 Millennium Tour together. It looks like Tiffany Haddish and Common are a couple. Oh, Lord. Tiffany confirmed the relationship saying, yeah, I'm doing it with Common now. He got tested for everything. I got tested for everything. And yeah, we've been doing it. She went on to say, I feel more comfortable in me, and it's not because of him that's doing it. It's like knowing that I got somebody that cares about me, that really has my back. It seems like he does anyway. And I love it. I love him. Congratulations to the two. Speaking of Common, well, first it was him, and now Jaguar Wright is coming for The Roots. The singer is accusing the popular group of knowingly assisting R. Kelly in getting young girls in Philly. She said, I know they picked up girls from Martin Luther King. They picked up girls from Grass. They picked up girls from the bad girl school up on Allegheny. She said, when she said something about it, she was told that ain't none of your business. That man makes people millionaires. No celebrity birthdays today. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. All right, Ms. Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Mario. What did she say about Mario? 570-WPEG. First call through correct answer. You know what you got. You got them five shout outs. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98. The plug, baby. Power 98.
Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Mario. What did she say about Mario? 570-WPEG. First call through correct answer. You got them five shout outs.
Power 98. We got the Nosy Neighbor, Miss Destiny, on the line. Good morning, Destiny.
Good morning. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm awesome now that I got through.
Well, can you tell us what I said about Mario in the Nosy Neighbor News?
Yes, I can. Mario wants to do a Versus with Omarion.
That's what it is. We win.
Miss Destiny, yay! If that were to happen, who do you think would win? Omarion or Mario?
Oh, see, I honestly been a Mario fan for the longest, so I'm going to have to rock with that. But Omarion got some good hits out there, too. I can't lie, but Mario was here first, I think. So.
There it is. Go ahead and give us your five shout-outs.
Okay, first of all, I would love to shout out my mama, my sister Allison, my brother Terrence, my boyfriend, and then God, of course. But most importantly, you guys, I'm opening up a boutique at 2925 East Independence Boulevard. Come through and shop. It's called Common Jewel Access. That's Common with the A. Look it up on Instagram, comment with an A, Jewel_Access. Shop now. You can shop online. I will be opening next week sometime. Yes, come through.
And do us one more shout out for your favorite radio station.
Power 98, the only morning show I listen to. Hey!
Hey, we appreciate you, baby. Coming up, man, the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. Charlotte's plug is Power 98. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Lil Baby right there, Mostly Scarred, and y'all already know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why. I'm mad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Are you mad? Are we mad?
Yeah,
You can see the video to this if you log on to my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry on Instagram. I Am No Limit Larry on Instagram. Follow it and follow the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad. A brand new Larry Mad, breaking Larry Mad alert. This one just in. I had to do this one. I don't know if y'all saw the photo of, you know, the Georgia students going back to school on last week, and the photo that went viral of all these people in the hallway and all these people trying to, you know, get through the hallway on the first day of school. Well, you know, a student posted this, and it was a 260 people actually contracted coronavirus on this first day of school, including teachers, administrators were in this 260 that contracted the coronavirus from this first day of school in Georgia. Well, what I'm mad about is the student that posted the photo has now been suspended.
What?
The student that posted the photo that went viral has now been suspended by the school because they said that anything that's posted on social media that puts the school in a negative light, is up for, you can be suspended for that. So instead of trying to devise a real plan for these students and, you know, have a way for these students to go to the school and learn, you'd rather suspend the student for showing the world what's going on. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And for that student that posted this photo, man, keep informing people and letting them know what's going on. And I hope your parents sue the school system for this, because there's no way you should be suspended. And if you are suspended, you can take it as hey, at least I'm at home and I'm not in the school with these people who at 97% of them were not wearing masks, and you'll probably be a lot more safer at home anyway. But for that Georgia school system that suspended the student, y'all got to do better, and y'all got to come up with a better plan for these students down in Georgia. Hit the hashtag, man. Hashtag Larry Mad. See what else I've been mad about.
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to get Burby's thoughts. Thank you, Incognito.
It's Thursday. It's one of my favorite days of the week. Larry hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
All right, let's get straight to the list. I don't know if y'all saw this, but Cheetos, they are releasing mac and cheese, boxed mac and cheese. Larry, they got flaming hot mac and cheese, regular mac and cheese, and I think jalapeno mac and cheese. Hit my hotkey on Cheetos, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Ain't nobody eating no damn Cheetos mac and cheese, boxed mac and cheese. Don't nobody want no jalapeno mac and cheese. First of all, if it ain't Kraft, it ain't real mac and cheese in the first damn place. Because everybody knows Kraft has the real mac and cheese. Hit my hotkey again.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Next on the list. Miss Jessica reported this earlier. She said that Mario wants to do a versus battle with Omarion. Larry, hit my hotkey right now, please.
Shut your dumb ass up.
You do know you gotta have at least 20 damn songs in order to do.
Shut your dumb ass up.
In order to do a versus battle. Mario, you ain't even got two full albums. Maybe you do, but nobody knows the songs on the second album. You ain't gonna do no damn versus battle with nobody. You might do a quick snippet battle, but that's all you getting from you and Omarion. Hit my hot
kick. Shut your dumb ass up.
Next. There was a trend on Twitter. It was hashtag replace Ellen. Because, you know, they're trying to get rid of her show, and they, you know, Jessica reported that James Corden will be taking over. But on Twitter, they were saying who they wanted to replace Ellen's show with. And Larry and Jessica, they said they wanted Tiffany Pollard to replace Ellen DeGeneres. Y'all remember her?
Miss New York.
Miss New York from the Flavor of Damn Love. That's who they said they wanted to replace Ellen DeGeneres with. That's like taking Hoops off the show and bringing back Miss New York to win over Hoops. And in the words of me, I'll be damned. Larry, hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
This woman who finessed that guy, I don't know if y'all seen this video, Larry. I was just telling you about it. Jessica's seen it. Mm-hmm. She finessed that man out of a meal.
Huh. That happens all the time.
At Texas Roadhouse. And he was in the car. He was really into this girl. He was singing. He couldn't sing, but he was singing to her. And she was gassing him up. He was thinking that she was into it, but her caption on her Snapchat said, "Lame-ass dude really think I was impressed." And she never spoke to him again after their date. This guy was really into her. Ladies, y'all got to stop doing this. This ma'am, this lady woman, you, that's wrong. That's wrong. Larry hit my high key on her.
Shut your dumb ass up.
This man was just trying to impress you, trying to show you that he really cared about you. Now, but what he's doing, he's trying to get a job from Texas Roadhouse. Texas Roadhouse, if you decline this man's invitation to get a job, hit my high key on Texas Roadhouse.
Shut your dumb ass.
We're going to be saying that until y'all do get this man a job. That's all I got on the list.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got to hit his No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Congratulations to singer Khalees. The singer is expecting another child with her husband. The announcement was sponsored by First Response as a part of their partnership with the pregnancy test brand. So congratulations to her. This is going to be her third child. If you want to see what she has to say about it, check it out on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know it's a Situation Thursday.
I got a situation.
That's what we here for, man. We here to help y'all on these situations. We know that everybody goes through them. We know that everybody, you know, is in different situations right now. So here it is, today's situation. I got the letter right here. And it reads, "Dear Madhouse Nation, I'm in a real, real situation." I mean, most people that write in are. But it said, "Dear Madhouse Nation, I'm in a real, real situation. My partner needed a ride home from work. So what did I do? I went over and I picked him up from work and I took him home from work. He left his bag in my car. So on my way home from work, I got pulled over with the bag in the car. And in the bag was some drugs. I knew nothing about the bag. I didn't look in the bag, but I went to jail. While I was in jail, I called him so he could help bail me out. Do y'all know he didn't even help bail me out? He answered the phone one time and said he was going to come, but he never came. I finally got out of jail, and now I'm out of jail, and I'm upset. I want to know from the Madhouse Nation, should I set him up and get him sent to jail since he got me sent to jail and didn't help me get out? Or should I just chalk it up as a misunderstanding?" Misunderstanding? Oh, okay. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. They say, you know, you got to be careful who you let in your car in your house. This is what I'm going to start it off. All right. Tap in, Madhouse Nation. Let us know what this young man should do. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Yes, it is today's situation. You know, you can comment on it 1-800-525-0098 or 570-WPEG. And it reads, "My partner needed a ride home from work, so I went and gave him a ride home from work. On the way home from taking him home from work, he left his bag in my car. So I'm on the way home from taking him home and I get pulled over by the police and they find this bag, and in this bag is some drugs. I end up going to jail and I called him to help bail me out. He answered the phone one time and said he was coming, but he never came. I got out of jail And now I'm mad. I'm mad, Mad House Nation. I'm mad. I went to jail for his drugs. And I'm now I'm mad and I want to know, should I set him up? Because I know he sells drugs. Should I set him up so he goes to jail? Or should I just chalk it up to the game? Be like, it was an accident. So I just let it go. What y'all say, Madhouse Nation? Yeah. Paul 98 WPG, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big bro? What should he do in this situation?
Be honest with you, I just cut it as a loss and let them go.
Just let your partner go?
Yep, I just let them go. Because, I mean, if they're going to go ahead and put drugs in your car and put you in that situation, they ain't even worth it.
Well, it was an accident that he left the bag. You know, he just accidentally left the bag in the car.
Well, I mean, still, they should at least be good enough to not got bring drugs in your car. It's an accident to bring your car anyway.
Yeah, okay, big dog. Thank you.
Yep.
Pal Daddy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big bro? What should he do in this situation?
I just go ahead and charge it to the game and got to cut it loose. Because if he ain't had no ride from work, then he had no bail money. So
that ain't necessarily true, but okay. All right, big dog. Thank you. Pal Daddy, good morning.
Good morning, Nellie.
What up, Nikki Diva, the boss?
You already know what I'm going to do. Soon, as soon as I got out of jail, I'm pulling up at his house, and we're going to go gang, 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 ain't nothing, and then I'm going to set him up.
So you going to fight him and set him up?
You didn't know?
But what? So what if you lose the fight, though?
It don't matter. At least I still got my licks in. It's all good.
So you gonna go to jail, get beat up, and then set him up?
You didn't know.
All right, Nick.
All right.
More of your comments on the way. What should he do, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. In the morning. On Power 98.
We just want to help you on this morning situation. You send the letters in, you send the inboxes, you send the DMs. We don't put names. We just put the situation. Today's situation, basically, a friend gave another friend a ride home from work. The friend left his bag in the car, and after taking his friend home, he was pulled over by police, and he found out that there was drugs in the bag. He went to jail behind the drugs in the bag. He called his friend, you know, to help him bail him out. And he said he was coming. He never came. He ended up getting out of jail. He's out of jail. And now he wants to know, should he charge it to the game? You know, take these charges for his friend and charge it to the game. Or should he set him up so his friend go to jail too? What y'all think, Madhouse Nation? Power 98 WPEG, good morning on today's situation.
Good morning. I'm thinking maybe that the young man has already been set up himself. Because if you think about it, he claims that he left the bag in his car, but then he got pulled over by the police unexpectedly. Now, don't you think he was already set up?
No, I don't think so. You know, I've been in situations where people have left a bag in my car and it was truly an accident. Not saying that the bag had drugs in it, but I just know that sometimes you just forget stuff. Like you might have put it in the trunk and forgot it, or you just be talking and your friend get out the car and they just forgot they left the bag. I don't think this was a setup on the other person's part. I just think I truly think it's wrong that if you said you was going to come help bail me out, though, and you ain't picked that phone back up, though. Now that right there, yeah, that's
thank
wrong.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, that's wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
And then you're getting pulled over. I mean, how many times have you been pulled over in the past? And then ironically, once the bag is left in the car, you get pulled over?
But
you know, he should just chop it up as a lesson learned and just let it go.
So you think he should just let it go?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because, you know, trouble is easy to get into and hard to get out of. But, you know, once you go through things in this life as being taught a lesson, and you should learn from each lesson, you know. And so I think he should just let it go, because one good turn deserves another, and what goes around comes around tomorrow.
Okay, baby, thank you. She was so nice. Mm-hmm. Power 98, good morning.
Cute.
Yeah, that was
good morning.
Hey, you're in a day situation. What's your comment?
Well,
I first of all think he should stop hanging out with trap boys who don't have their own car.
He working and trapping. He work and he trap.
He ain't got no bail money. He ain't got no gas money. He ain't got no car just money. Riding together. And you catch the charges. He need to change his friend group.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with that. You know, somebody hustling backwards.
I wouldn't set him up though. I wouldn't set him up. I just charge it to the game.
What?
Just evaluate yourself. Like, look, I need to change my friend group. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and say what you have are doing wrong. I'm hanging around the wrong people. Mm. Let's not keep on doing this.
Okay,
I'm a whoop ass before I change my circle of friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you're on today's situation. You got a comment?
Yeah, I think they should just charge it to the game because they already knew what the person was doing and the bag was left on accident, but they also shouldn't even deal with the person no more because they basically supported that person by not opening their mouth and the person ain't supporting them back because they ain't helped with the bill.
To your point that you just said, you let me take a charge for you. You left me in jail. You ain't putting nothing on my books. And I gave you a ride. So I'm supposed to charge all that to the game and take all these charges and go to court for some dope that ain't mine?
I mean, when you talk about setting them up on the other end, you know, I don't think you should do that.
So I should just be like, okay, I'm going to go to court and now I got a record for you.
I mean, but you knew what the person was doing before you let them in your car.
Hey, man, I just want to give you a ride home. That's it. I just wanted to help you out, give you a ride home. That don't mean I want to help you out and be a part of your criminal enterprise, too. I'm just saying. I mean, everybody talking about charging to the guy. I don't know about that one. If I went to jail, mm-mm, somebody got to go to jail, too.
Mm-mm.
Somebody going to jail, too. Charging. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
I ain't charging nothing to nobody, gang.
Thank you, baby. It's bigger than Nino Brown, Burpee. Just gets bigger than Nino Brown.
Terrible.
When I get out, as I'm walking out, I'm telling the sheriff and the police, come on with me. We need to go return this bag. Even though they'll probably have it in evidence. But no, it's no way. I'm going to let y'all comment because I feel some type of way. Go ahead, Jessica. What you got on this?
There might be a little setup involved. There might be a little tiny setup involved. I don't think you can just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got caught slipping. If the bag is left in my car, mm-hmm, right, and mm-hmm, I know that it's not my bag,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to check it before I leave.
So anybody can get in your car with a bag, check their bag?
If they leave it in my car.
You check your people bag?
Nobody leaves stuff in my car. Nobody's ever left a bag in my car. But if you are going to leave a bag in my car, at that point, I have the right to check it. And I'm going to check it, especially if it's your friend. You probably know what your friend is doing. So he caught you slipping. You should have checked the bag or whatever, and got it out of your car and let him know, hey, you left your stuff in my car.
But he said he was driving home. So the person just got out of the car. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the bag is in the car. I'm driving. Now, this is not my situation.
That's why I say in that part, there's probably a little setup going to be involved.
Talking about you're going to set him back up?
There's a little slight setup that's going to happen.
Okay, I got you. What you got, Bert?
I am whooping ass. It ain't no setup. I'm going to call you and tell you that I'm looking for you. And when I find you, it's on site. I don't care. I'm not going to jail for somebody else. I don't care if it was a mistake. First of all, I would have never went to jail in the first place because I would have been singing like a canary. I'd have been like, excuse me, officer, Daryl actually left this in here. If you want me to call him on his cell phone.
Burp.
Huh?
Possession is 9/10.
Yeah, that ain't gonna do nothing.
You're going to jail.
Yes, it is.
That night you're going to jail, Burp.
Nope.
I guarantee you are. I'm not going. Okay.
I said, this car don't smell like nothing, sir. You ain't gonna find nothing else on me. Second of all, why am I getting illegally searched because of a bad tail light?
You will be saying that behind bars.
Get me out of here. We're
gonna have a video. It's gonna be burping on video.
Nope, not me.
I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm gonna post it in the nosy neighborhood.
You know what I'm gonna do?
Damn, Burp.
Matter of fact, when the officer say
maybe
that,
maybe you're going to jail.
He see that bag and he say, "Hold, please, sit right here. I'm gonna take off. I'm going to their house and he gonna confess to the officer right there."
And you still going to jail for resisting arrest?
I go to jail for that because I did that
and eluding police, which is a felony. You're going to jail with F's on your.
If I'm doing time, I'm doing real time. I ain't going to county jail.
What you gonna tell them when you get locked up? What you in here for?
Hey, bro, they won't go catch me.
But then you got to tell folks. I got caught with my friend's bag.
My story gonna be that Soulja Boy type story.
Hold on, let me answer this question. I'm gonna answer it like this, dear friends of No Limit Larry. Just know that I'm not going to jail for you. Dear friends of No Limit Larry, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to jail for you. So therefore, if you have any drugs, any paraphernalia, make sure you remove them and you take them with you and keep them on your person. Don't leave them in nowhere in my possession. Because dear friends of No Limit Larry, I am not going to jail for you. I'm not going to do it.
I feel like the person that left the bag in the car and did not pay the bail should know that an ass whooping is coming.
Or something, because
you should know. Like, you should be out there. You now have a head start at preparing for this ass whooping that's coming your way. You should know that you left the bag and now somebody else is going to jail for it. You didn't offer no help. What do you think that the person is going to come out and just go, oh, okay? No, you should be prepping. You should be prepping for that ass.
And the only way I can see it is if we both already got charges and we both in this game together, then maybe. But still, you still violated, because once I called you and you said you was coming to help me bail, you gonna help come help bail me out, and you didn't show up. Oh, that right there showed me where our friendship at right now. So therefore, we no longer friends. That's me singing to the police. Give me a permanent black magic marker, because I'm telling everything.
Boy, listen.
Everything. I'm going to tell you where his mama's.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look dead in the body cam on your chest and say, hey, y'all, this wasn't me. He been doing drugs since he was 13.
Me thinking. All right, man. So basically, but a lot of people on today's situation, the overall count was a lot of people said that they were just gonna take the charge. They gonna charge. Wow, I mean, take right. it. They just gonna charge it to the game.
Like, y'all, boy.
Okay, y'all.
Y'all different.
Y'all some good friends, I guess. Nah.
Y'all different.
I wouldn't expect my friends to go to jail for me. So. I mean. It's just the way it is. If
only time I would go to jail for you is if I got to lie because your woman looking for you. I'll lie about that.
All right, man. If you got a situation, make sure you send it to us. You can email it. You can inbox it on Facebook. You can DM it on Instagram. We don't put names. We just put the situation. We try to get you some help out of these real life situations. They're crazy. And of course, Ms. Jessica, what is that email they can email it to?
MorningMadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two D's. MorningMadhouse@gmail.com.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPG, good morning. Who is this?
It's your boy Craig from Kyle Penn once again.
What up, Craig from Kyle Penn once again?
What up?
What's going on?
All right, Kirby, you be nice to him.
No, he done came in here talking all that noise.
Yeah, we're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Craig from Kyle Penn, if you do not, we're going to take your hood, Black Heart, all right?
I can dig it.
What? I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. Finish this phrase, all right? Snitches get what?
Stitches.
That was so difficult.
Off top,
big dog. What you got for me, Jeff?
Craig, I need you to tell me the name of the record label that was founded by Rick Ross.
Maybach.
Man, what kind of... No, you won't answer my question, sir. No.
Hey, listen, go ahead and get it to me anyway. I done already won. Get it to me anyway.
Let's hear Bourbon Dumbass.
Name question. The cartoon that Eddie Murphy starred in.
The cartoon?
Yes.
The Burpee, cartoon.
We said questions from 2000.
This was 2004.
Extra, man.
You won anyway, sir.
No, hell no. What's the name of the show? Hey, Burpee
on that CBB, man.
You
We should
win.
Always let Burpee go last.
Yeah. The PJs, Burpee. And it wasn't a damn cartoon.
You know that. It wasn't a cartoon.
It was not really a cartoon. All right, man. Go ahead with your 5 cents.
Animation.
Yeah, it was like clay animation. It wasn't really a cartoon.
Animation.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Another dumbass question.
That won't dumb. You ain't know it, sir.
I didn't know the answer.
I know you did. I'm talking about him.
listening.
Yeah,
Clay, what is his name, Clay?
His name is something Craig. From Cobb. Craig.
Craig from the Cobb Pastor.
Yes, what sir.
Go ahead with your 5 shout-outs, Craig.
Man, look, I'm going to give a shout-out to my cousin, Boo, man. I'm going to get a shout-out to my mama. Shout-out to my 2 kids, man. And get a shout-out to all my real homeboys because there's a lot of fake ones around.
There it is. And give a shout-out to your favorite radio station, Craig.
Man, you know what it is. Power 98, WPG.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go down in the deal.
Another Valeria in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Killer, Pop and R&B. Yep, y'all know what it is, man. Your Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we want to know, tonight is going down to Chains versus Rick Ross. Who do you think is going to win?
Let's see. I don't know why people are not smart on my page, but everybody, like 96% of my page said Rick Ross is going to whoop 2 Chains. And that was on my Facebook and my Instagram.
According to my Instagram, it looks as if 2 Chainz is leading on my Instagram. However, earlier when this versus battle was first put out and I did a poll on my Instagram story, the clear winner was Rick Ross. Mm. The clear winner was Rick Ross. But according to these comments, 2 Chainz is leading. However, on my Facebook page, Rick Ross is leading.
Wow, I put a poll up on my Instagram page, and Rick Ross is winning 75-25.
Yeah, that's how it was. 75% to 25%
on my Instagram poll, and he's actually leading on Facebook, Instagram, my posts, everything. Wow. And they're saying by a landslide. People are commenting and saying Ross will win by a landslide. Come on, man. Let's not be ridiculous.
So I'm working on I'm doing some blogs right now. I'm 10 songs that you're probably gonna hear from each artist tonight, and it's pretty. It's like wow. Like both of them got a catalog. Both of them have a catalog.
They do.
They're there. It's gonna be interesting.
Someone said Ross is gonna win. He has too many huge jams. I hate that you said jams that crossed over. 2 Chainz is considered regional by many.
Really. I can see that.
Is regional?
Nah, he's been on the pop charts.
I don't see that.
He's been on the pop charts.
And they just with Ariana Grande.
I've been to his shows, and then you know he's definitely crossed over.
Yeah.
I don't
think 2 Chainz has crossed over.
Hmm?
I would think 2 Chainz has crossed over.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. All right, we're going to see tonight. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to see tonight.
You got an animation of the two.
You got it on your mind. You can let it off. 704-227-8780. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Your Nose and Neighbor recap is coming up.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Hey, nosy neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, August 6th. Takeoff is in a little bit of trouble. The Migos members is being accused of sexual assault. Mm. An anonymous female filed a civil lawsuit in an L.A. Superior Court claiming that the rapper raped her at a party back in June. The woman did go to the hospital on the same day, and the staff notified the LAPD after they noticed physical evidence of forced rape. No criminal charges have been filed against him. That Jesus. Ain't good.
Crazy. So that they said they got evidence.
That's what the hospital said. They found physical evidence of forceful rape. She went on the same day.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah.
Diddy's son King Combs was involved in a wild car crash on Sunset Boulevard in Beverly Hills. Word is he was driving his Ferrari when an alleged drunk driver plowed into him in a Tesla. He was treated for minor injuries on the scene. The driver of the Tesla was arrested on suspicion of DUI. Both cars were totaled.
Nah, man, I'm just glad he's all right, though.
Yeah, he put up a post saying that he only had minor scratches and scars. So
Right. Juel Santana is home. The rapper was released from a prison in Virginia on Wednesday. Back in 2018, you know, he fled an airport when a gun was discovered in his bag. He was charged with one count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and two counts of carrying a weapon on an aircraft. He was facing 20 years in prison, but accepted a plea deal. He is now doing 1 year supervised release. Juelz was greeted by his wife, Kimbella, and their kids.
Mm. Do that, you know, when you go to jail, they take whatever you have on your possession and they hold it when you go into the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give him his teeth back?
Not doing that with you at all. Brian. My brother's on speakerphone over here and he's laughing at you. Don't laugh at that, Brian.
I want to know. This is a serious question.
Mario wants to do a versus battle and he already has an opponent in mind. He says, Omarion. The singer says, I think O would be the only right fit for the people. The two were on the Millennium Tour back in 2019. Now listen. O and Omarion are right as far as styles. Like, they came out together, they both sang and everything like that. But that's a clear blowout. Mario, you don't have 20 to go toe-to-toe with Omarion.
I don't think he has 10.
There's no way.
He does not have 10 at all.
No. That's so it's, you would...
Y'all gotta understand... I don't think they understand the criteria for a versus battle.
You know what? I ain't got you arguing with y'all, bro. You know you and I have a comeback. Ain't even got a comeback.
Mario? Larry, name four Mario songs right now.
Just a Friend, Break Up, Braid My Hair, and...
That's it?
No, it's another one.
Hashtag no, the struggle no, is real.
Let me love you. You should let me love you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. That's four.
That's four. You said name four?
I did. I said name four.
I gave you four.
But give me the fifth one.
You didn't say a fifth one.
I want
you
five.
Four.
Now, you got to have 20. You named, you struggled naming four.
You said give me four. I gave you four.
You didn't even name one fourth.
I gave you four. You asked for four. I gave you four. Stop adding extra.
Mario, ain't nobody going to look at you in no damn verses. This is going to be the quickest versus battle ever. They gonna say, baby, won't you braid my... Okay, he lost. That's it.
Sorry. Okay.
He gonna play that 17 times.
Tiffany Haddish and Common are a couple. She confirmed the relationship, said, yeah, I'm doing it with Common now. He got tested for everything. I got tested for everything. And yeah, we have been doing it. She went on to say, I feel more confident in me. That's me paraphrasing. She said something else.
You already know.
She went on to say, I feel more confident in me, and it's not him that's doing it. It's like knowing that I got somebody that cares about me, that really has my back. It seems like he does. Anyway, I love it. I love him. Well, Tiffany Haddish is
congrats,
now.
You know, you can't get mad at love.
They got matching hairdos.
I definitely can get mad at this.
Yeah, that makes sense why she cut her hair off.
Yeah, they got matching hairdos.
Why she did it.
Yeah.
Well, celebrity birthday.
How did she do it?
I miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Had a match
she said she wanted to count girlfriend. The moles on her head.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That ain't even cocaine, but that's
no
straight hair.
No celebrity birthday.
That's meth. Her teeth about to be gone next.
Jessica.
Neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.